Thank you very much for coming. And may our learning be a merit, Lili Nishmas, Meira Chai, Nechama Bracha, Alea Shalom, Bas David Mordechai. And today's daf is daf Chavtes, let's start again with the beginning of the chapter discussing the nature of the Trumas HaDeshen. Ra'u Echav Sheyarad, when the brothers, the other Kohanim, saw that the Kohen had come down with the pan of ash from the Mizbeach, V'him Ratzim Uvayim, so they would run and come. Mi'aru V'kidshu Yedeim V'ragleim Menakior, they would hurry and wash their hands and feet from the holy sink. Natlos HaMagrefos, they would take the shovels, V'satzinoros, and the rakes. For all the Rosham is Beach, and they would go to the top of the altar. What would they do? Ha'ivarim v'haptarim shalonis aklim ba'erev. Those limbs or fats that had not yet been burned through, even though they had been put onto the altar from the night before. Solkin osan, they would move them through the rakes to the side. And where would they put them? Either al tzidei mizbeach, to the sides of the mizbeach. V'im ein tzadim machzikim, and if there's not enough room on the sides to hold them, then sojin osan basovev, then they would arrange them along the sovev or al hakevesh, on the ramp. Now after they would move these limbs and fats, hechelu malin ba'afral gabi tapuach, then they used to use their utensils to shovel all the other ash up to the big pile, to the big, apple-sized pile of ash that was in the middle of the Mizbeach. Now, we talk about the Tapuach. Tapuach haya b'emtza Mizbeach. The Tapuach was in the middle of the Mizbeach. Pa'amim shahayu alav kishalosh meos kur. Sometimes it would have 300 kur worth of ashes. We'll see, the Gemara is going to say that this might be an exaggeration. Uber Galim, and during the Yom Tovim of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, Layu Midashnin Oso, they wouldn't take off the ash, even though there was so much, and it was hard to arrange the different piles of wood and fire because there was so much ash on the Mizbeach. Yipnei Shu Naila Mizbeach, because this would be a sign of beauty for the Mizbeach that there was so much ash on it. Umi Yamav Lonis Atzel Koin Milahotzias Hadeshen. Now, any Kohen who was given this job of taking the ash off of the Tapuach and off of the Mizbeach and out of the Beis HaMikdash was nowhere late, nowhere, no one was ever lazy about it. They were always happy to take all the ash out. Okay, so after the Kohanim would put all the ashes on top of the Tapuach, they would begin the service of adding the two logs to the piles of fire. Hechelu Malin Begizrin. They used to begin to bring to the top of the Mizbeach the logs of wood that were cut and sanded, the Sadr HaMa'aracha, in order to arrange the big pile of fire. So what type of wood would they use? V'chikol Eitzim K'sherim L'Ma'aracha, or is all type of wood kosher for the piles of fire on the Mizbeach? Answer the Mishnah, Hein, yes, Kol Eitzim K'sherim L'Ma'aracha, all types of wood are kosher for the piles of wood on the Mizbeach. Chutz mi'eit shel gefen v'shel zayis, except for wood of grapevines or olive vines. We'll see in the Gemara an explanation why. One of the answers is that these woods were knotted, because they were knotted, they're like gnarled wood, so it wouldn't there would be moisture stuck in them, and they wouldn't dry out fully, so then when you would burn them, it would be, as Roger says, smoky. Now, even though all the types of wood would be kosher for the piles of fire on the Mizbeach, Aval Elu Hayu Regilin, this is what they used to use. They used to use murbios, these large branches, shel te'ina, of an elderly fig tree, shel egos, of a walnut tree, v'shel et shemen, or of the oily wood, that I believe is a reference to Afar Simon. Can't be olive wood. We just said they didn't use olive wood.
Any tree that might well.
Yeah, and the Bar Tanura says it's a reference to Shem and Afar Simon. And what would they do with the wood? The same Kohen who got the privilege of taking some of the ash off, the Chumas HaDeshen, Sidur Samarach HaGadola, he would arrange the large pile. Remember, there were three piles of wood, three fires on the Mizbeach. One big fire for the parts of Karbanos that were thrown into it. And there was a fire for to take from it coals for the Mizbeach HaPnimi, for the inner altar for the Ketores. And a third fire, so that the Mizbeach always had a fire. So Sidur Samarach HaGdolah, the same Kohen who had the privilege of taking the ash, he would arrange the big pile, Mizracha, on the eastern side of the Mizbeach, V'chazite Mizracha. And there was a hole, right, a window within this pile towards the east. So he used to put a space between the logs, like a window, to create a sort of window, and that was also facing the east. Rashig Zirin Apnimian, and the insides of the heads of these logs, Hayunogan Betapuach, they used to touch the pile of ash. Right? So on the eastern side there was a hole. And on the other side, going to the west, the logs were so long, they would even touch the pile of ash. Continuing to describe this ma'aracha. B'revach haya bein agzirin. There was a space between the logs, and that was necessary. Shoyim atzisin es halita misham. Through this space, they used to put in little twigs. And through that, they were able to light up the big pile of logs to make a big fire.
The logs were around the mound, rather, or the logs were next to the mound?
It looked like there's a nice picture. So you had logs. Yeah. The big pile of ash was over here. The edges of the logs at the end were touching the pile of ash. It was like a Lincoln House, you know, or Lincoln Logs. They had holes between the logs. And those holes were used to put in twigs and other things that were easily flammable to light up a big fire. Beru Misham, they would take from the room of the wood atze tzeina yafin, good fig logs, v'sidur samarach hashniya, and then they would arrange with it the second pile, again, the same Kohen, the Kohen who did the Chumas HaDeshen, he would arrange the second pile of logs to create a fire which was needed to create coals, the Ktores, for the Ktores that was offered on the inner Mizbeach. Now this second pile was Keneged Ma'aravos Dromos, was in the direction of the southwestern corner, but not literally on the southwestern corner. Mashach Menakeren Klapet Safon Arba Amos. Now it was pulled off of the corner towards the north for Amos. And on this pile also, this Ma'arach Hashnia, they would again put logs. Ba'omed, now, how much logs would be put there? Ba'omed, based on an estimate of if burning these logs, it would produce chamesh sa'in gechalim, five sa'ah of coals. U'b'Shabbos, now on Shabbos, you needed more coals because you were also burning the spoonfuls of Lavona that had been on the shulchan with the lechem apanim. On Shabbos, they would put coals on the second ma'aracha, the second pile. I'm sorry, they'd put wood on the second ma'aracha, the second pile of wood. Ba'omid, based on an estimate of what would produce shmonas in gechalim, eight sa'ah of coals. Sham shemisham hayu nosnim, because from those coals they used to take for the shnei bazichei levona shalechem apanim. They used to take from the two spoonfuls of levona that accompanied the lechem apanim, and that also went on to the mizbeach hazav. I'm sorry, the levona actually used to go onto this pile of fire on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Now, now these limbs and fats that we learned earlier that had not been burned through the whole night, that had been moved to other sides of the Mizbeach, or moved to the Sovev, or moved to the side of the ramp, once the big fire is ready, they would return them to the big fire, and they would be burned. They would light these two big piles of fire with fire. And then Yardu, then the Kohanim would come off of the Mizbeach. And they would go to the room of the cut stone, the room where the Sanhedrin were sitting, in order to participate in a lottery as to who would get to do the Karban Tamid. All right, so first thing, the Gemara talks about, do we have exaggerations? So we said here that there was so much ash in the tapuach, sometimes there could be 300 kor of ash in the tapuach. Amar Rav, Rava said, Guzma, that's just an exaggeration. We also will find later, Hishgris HaTamid, they used to give the sheep, that's going to be the Karban Tamid, with water, the Koshel Zahav, with a cup of gold. Rava said also that's a guzman, that's an exaggeration. They didn't use a cup of gold to give it water. So the Gemara now explains, Amar Rabbi Ami said, Afilu Dibra Torah Lashon Havai. Sometimes the Torah also says exaggerated things. And we find that Dibru Nevi'im Lashon Havai, and the prophets said exaggerated things, and therefore also Dibru Chachamim Lashon Havai. We'll have the rabbis and the Mishnayos sometimes saying exaggerations. Dibra Torah Lashon Havai, where do we find the Torah saying an exaggeration? The spies, when they came back and they reported about what they saw in the land of Israel, they said, what did we see there? Arim Gdolos, large cities, Uvitzuros Bashamayim, fortified into the heavens. That's an exaggeration. There's no such thing as fortifications reaching the heavens. You see that the Torah has exaggerations. Bashamayim Salkadaitach, is it possible that you have the fortifications reaching the heavens? Ella Guzman, it's an exaggeration. So, Dibru Chacham Lashon Havai, the rabbis therefore also sometimes exaggerated Hada Amara on this, that we said that the Tapuach had 300 kor of ash and Hishku Es HaTamid B'Koshel Zahav, that they would use a cup of gold for the water to give to the sheep that was going to be a Karban Tamid in order to make it easier to skin it. Where do we find the prophet speaking in exaggerations? Dichsiv, as the verse says, that after after Shlomo was anointed to be king, then the verse says, "V'ha'am machalim b'chalilim." The people were playing the flutes, and they were so happy that tibaka ha'aretz lekolam. The earth cracked open because of their noise. So that's also not possible. The earth is going to crack open because people are happy and cheering and playing musical instruments? No, must be. It is an exaggeration. Am Rabbi Yanai bar Nachmani, Am Shmuel. Rabbi Yanai bar Nachmani said the name of Shmuel. B'shloshim makomos dibur chacham v'lashon havai. There are three places in the Mishnayos where the sages say exaggerations. Eluhain. These are the three. One is what we just said about the tapuach, that it had 300 kor of ashes. The second is what it said in regards to the Geffen, in regards to the grapevine. There was a grapevine of gold. And the third is in regards to the paroches. And this is lafukim in the Rava. This is to exclude the view of Rava. That's not related to the Mishnah. Hishkri esatam b'koshel zav. They used to give the Karban Tamid to drink from a cup of gold water. Rava said, Guzman, this is an exaggeration. Kamash Mlan. So when, if we're saying that the three times that are exaggerations are the tapuach, the parochas and the geffen, but not the tamid, hani in hasamlo. That was not an exaggeration. That was literal. Why would you use a golden cup for a sheep? I mean, what, the sheep doesn't know the difference between gold and not gold? The answer is, ein anias b'makom ashirus. Everything in the Beis HaMikdash was very opulent and very lavish. So when you have a lot of wealth, so you just spend. So you also spend on the cup for the water for the sheep. Says the Gemara, Tapuach that the pile of ash could hold 300 kor is an exaggeration of Darmon, as we just said. What's the exaggeration about the Geffen? It's not related to the Mishnah, later in the next Masechta. Geffen, there was a grapevine, Zahav, made of gold, which would stand on the entrance to the Heichal. And people would make donations and add, you know, leaves and golden grapes to it. Umodala, and the branches of this grapevine, Algabe Klonsos, were leaning on these tall latticework. The Chol Mishim Esnadev, anyone who wanted to donate another golden leaf, or gargir, or another golden grape, or eshkol, or a golden cluster of grapes. Maybe the Tola Ba used to bring and hang onto this grapevine. And this is also where the Romans used to steal the gold from. They used to go and take from these golden leaves and golden grapes. Yeah.
Hashem requested that?
It was a sign of love that we're giving so much. People are donating so generously to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnah goes on. It says, Amar Belazar, Rabbi Tzadok, my side, there was a story. There was so much gold. V'nimnu aleha shalosh meos kohanim. And they needed to, you know, draft 300 kohanim lefanosa to remove this gold. So this is where we said it's an exaggeration. There's so much gold, you need 300 kohanim to carry it. That's an exaggeration. Because how could you imagine, right, if it was so heavy that you needed 300 kohanim to carry the gold away, how could it be standing up on these beams? It would have crushed through all the beams. So it's an exaggeration. It was a lot of gold. What's the exaggeration about the paroches? The time we looked at a Mishnah in Shkalim. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Om Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon Hasgan. Paroches, the paroches that was this curtain that was hanging between the Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadoshim, of your tefach, was a tefach thick. Val Shivim Ushtayim Nimin Nereges. And it was woven on 72 looms. And on every hole that was in each loom, they put in 24 threads. Arka arbaim amma, its length was 40 amos. Rachba, its width was 20 amos. Umishmonim ushtaim ribo nases. And they used to spend on making the paroches 82 ten thousands of golden dinarim. So 820,000 golden dinarim to make the parochas. Ushtayim osin b'chol shana v'shana. They used to make two every year. And when it would become tameh, ushalosh meos kohanim at bilanos. You have to have 300 kohanim to carry it in order to tovel it. So again, that's an exaggeration. 300 kohanim, so many kohanim to carry the parochas. It's an exaggeration. They needed a lot of kohanim to carry the paroches in order to purify it once it had become impure. Okay, so going back to the service of the Mizbeach, the Mishnah said that after the Kohen had removed some ash, Hechelu Malin Begzirin L'Sadar Samarach, then they'd begin bringing up the logs of wood to arrange the ma'aracha. Really, the Mishnah said you can use any wood. Yeah, you can use any wood except for olive and grape. Chutz mishel, zayis umishel, gethen. Why? As says the Gemara, hani mai taima. What's the reason why you can't use olive wood and grape wood? Rav Papa Amar, mishum dektiri, because they have lots of knots. And because they have knots, they don't dry out. Because they don't dry out, when you put them on the fire, they don't make a nice smoke. Yaakov Amar, Mishum Yishuv Deretz Yisrael. If we would take the wood from the grapes and from the olive trees, so then you wouldn't have as many grape orchards and olive orchards.
and you wouldn't have as much wine and oil in Eretz Yisrael, because the Beis HaMikdash needed a lot of wood. And we want Eretz Yisrael to be settled with grapes and olives, so therefore they wouldn't take grapes and olives, and they would leave it so that Eretz Yisrael be more settled and more beautiful. Mesve, I'll challenge you, we learned. The verse says about the carbon ola, v'arach ha-kohen osam. The kohen is to arrange the limbs of the ola, aloitzim asher ola esh asher ola mizbeach, on the wood that's on the fire, on the mizbeach. Aloitzim asher ola esh, on the wood that's on the fire. That means, eitzim, hani tochim liyos esh. Wood, which very quickly becomes fire. Umaynihu, what type of wood is that? What is the type of wood that easily becomes fire and coals? Dokre shpud, reeds that are cut well. To lo katri va'azli mekatri mitocho, that they don't have lots of knots that go to the inside of the wood. So the Gemara now says, v'chikola etzim cherlim ha'aracha, are all types of wood kosher for the pile of fire? Answers the Braisa, hein? Yes. Kala etzim ksherim, all woods are good. Chutz min zayas v'gefen, except for olives and grapes. Avo be'elu ayu regilin, but even though everything was okay, this is what they used to normally use. Morbios, the logs, shel te'ena, of figs, v'shel egos, and of walnuts, v'shel et shemen, and of afarsimon. Rebbe Eliezer adds, not only would they not use olive wood and grape wood, Ella shel mayish, the wood of mayish, shel alon, of alon, shel dekel, the day tree, shel charub, the carob tree, shel shikma, and the sycamore tree. So now, I can understand the view that says you don't want to use the wood of grapes and olives because they have lots of knots. So, and now we have the following argument. Even though the knots don't get to the inside of the tree, since these have knots on the outside, the mayish, the alon, the dekel, the charuv, and the shikma, you shouldn't bring them. But the other opinion holds, since they are not tied from the inside, even though they are knotted from the outside, you can bring them. But according to the opinion, that the reason why we don't want to use grapes and olives is because we want the land of Israel more settled, we want a lot of olive oil in Israel, not a lot of wine in Israel. Okay, so then you could ask like this, Dekel, how could anyone say you could use the tree, the palm trees that produce the dates? Wouldn't everybody agree that because we want to settle the land, we shouldn't be taking the date trees because we want to have dates? According to your logic, Teina, you can ask the same question on our mission. It says they used to use fig trees. One second, don't we have a need to settle the land of Israel? We should want there to be a lot of figs in Israel. Elamayis l'chalman, what are you going to say? Retained lovi de pera. They're using a fig tree that's no longer producing any fruits. If so, dekel nami, when we talk about a date tree, it's bedlo avid pera that doesn't produce any fruits. So ask the Gemara, mi katein et lo avid a pera. Is there such a thing as a fig tree that doesn't produce fruits? In kederach, like Rachba said, Rachba explained. If somebody wants big beams for his building, he should bring saplings of white figs. Now turning to tomorrow's daf, Talamana Bar Aleph. The Shaifi Luhu, the Chavla de Tzatzvitza, and he should rub them well with a rope made out of the sediment, out of the threads that are on the inside of the date tree to remove the peel, the sarich ale bizra, and the seeds will be glued to this rope, And then v'kavrei heichad amasik yamas yirtzon, he should put it deep into the ground in a place where the waters of the ocean get there. And such a date, such a fig tree, kora avda, is going to make very good beams, but pera lo avda, it's not going to make any fruits.
Did they cut down trees or was it branches?
Both.
Both trees and branches? Yeah. Branches?
Yeah. So since this date, this fig tree is not going to produce any fruit, so then all of its strength goes into the wood, and it becomes big, strong branches, and they're so heavy that las beriche minayu, three of these branches, lo machaskel hu gamla, is already so heavy that a bridge cannot hold them. Okay, then the Mishnah said, Sidur Samaracha Gdola, he would arrange the big pile on the east. Says the Gemara, why'd they have to have a window within the logs towards the east? My time, why'd they have to have this window? So again, an argument, Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, Chad Amar Kadeshitei HaRuach Menasheveshba, so that the wind which is coming from the east should blow through and lift up the flames. Chad Amar once said, Kadeshi Matzitin Esayilita Misham, they used to put these little twigs and other things there in order to light a fire from there, and that's why they had the window. Meisvei, they challenge in the yeshiva. We learned in the Mishnah, Reva Chaya Bahen, Bein HaGzirin, there was a space there between the logs, Shayim Matzitin HaSalit Misham, in order to light the fire from there. So it doesn't say that they were lighting in this window on the east, they were lighting between in the space between the logs. Amalacha, so the commentator, he'll tell you, the reason was, Makomos, really what's going on here is Makomos Avdi. There are lots of different places that had twigs and other things to make it fire, make the fire grow and to ignite it. So both, that was this window on the east where they would have a space to put stuff in, and also between the different logs. They had spaces where they would put the twigs in order to light them to get a strong fire going for the ma'aracha, for the pile. Hajan Allah, Ra'u Echav, Vahadra Halan. Okay, Bezrat Hashem will continue tomorrow.